Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2015. Ms. Sophie Bramall, independent journalist, presents Seeing the Light Reflective Materials News.
Thank you for coming. Happy to see you so many of you here. We'll be talking about reflective materials. It so happens that everyone seems to be looking for reflective features, reflective details, reflective colors, special effects. And this area, though it's not really new, has grown tremendously in the past few years. So we've rounded up some of the leading companies working in innovative retro-reflective materials. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, which will be easier, and then we'll get down to the ins and outs, how these materials work, how best to use them, and all the things that designers and fabric buyers should know about these materials. So let's go. Mr. Deckert from...
Mr. Ralph, correct?
Mr. Ralph.
Good afternoon. My name is German pronunciation is Ralph Deckert, and I'm responsible for the German-speaking countries for Scotchlite and Thinsulate. So my job is to help you guys specifying here the products and wherever the production is. I'm going to be the networker in APEC and support you here locally and also internationally.
Hello, I'm Mike Parson, and I'm the Vice President of Sales, Global Sales, for Safe Reflections out of the United States. And we specialize in adhesives and stretch and colorized reflective featuring 3M Scotchlite reflective material. So look forward to sharing how to design with reflective shortly.
Hello, my name is Uli. Is it working?
Yes.
My name is Uli Jenter. Is anybody here who doesn't know me yet? Okay, probably. Sorry. Yeah, I'm from Regine IQ Trim. We are mainly a converter of reflective material. Our origins are in elastic tapes and ribbons and so on. And that was the origin of our developing of reflective materials. We have a nice booth here, of course, on the show. And I would like to see you later on my booth. I will tell you later what we do. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Bernard Cujon. I am the founder and managing for GSC Reflex. We are maybe today's one of the manufacturers of this material. French company with facility and lab in Italy. And we make mainly stretchy, B-stretch material for 25 years now.
So one thing is that there are flashlights being distributed among you so that we can test some of the materials, and it's an essential tool in buying reflective materials, as I've understood. And before we get to that, as 3M invented these retro-reflective materials, I want Ralph to tell us more about how that came about, and I have to get the PowerPoint out for him.
I mean, maybe I can already start. I mean, it was in the mid-30s, 1930-something. There was a long road in the U.S., and there were many accidents happen at night. I mean, some people are from the States, some have been there. There are some roads, they just go straight and straight for miles and miles. And then there was a particular road where many accidents happened, especially in dawn and night. So 3M, being an innovative company, you know, trying to solve this problem, the first glass bead project, as I said, in 1937, the idea was to have pavement marking, die Fahrbahnmarkierung, pavement parking. So this is how everything started. So there was a roadway that they picked out, and there was a first demonstration scheduled. This is actually a real photo. So there was the first pavement marking with the reflective glass beads on top, try to make the road safer at night. And when the Minnesotan Department of Transport, together with 3M, the next day went there to review their work from the day before, they found out it didn't stick to the road. So it just was blown off by the wind to the fence. But long story, make it short, is that when they drove with the car and you have your car lights, you saw the reflectivity, not only on the ground, on the road, you saw it on the poles, or the glass beads have been also everywhere. So this is how the idea was started, to have retro-reflective material. I brought two more pictures. Once upon a time, you know, that must have been somewhere in the 40s, 50s in England, the first cabs and the cab driver were, for safety reasons, equipped with reflective material. And there was one of the first advertisements of 3M in 1948 in the US, where they had, you know, fabrics put onto a raincoat, hats, anything to make people be more visible. So I think quite nice pictures. I was very lousy at school, but to understand how retroreflective works, I just would like to show you, you know, what is the, yeah, how does it work and why is it working? So generally, you have a carrier. It could be a fabric, cotton, anything, or it can be heat transfer. So this is the backside of the material. And then what we need is the secret. This is the so-called the glass beads. On the size of my fingernail, which is not big, we have between 30 or 35,000 glass beads. So just for your imagination, this is a lot. And you've got the so-called incoming light, and it gets reflective because the glass beads, the job of the glass bead is to break the light to go back to the light source. And the shape of the glass beads with the backing of the glass bead, it's silver or aluminum, that's the mirror effect. So the shape of the glass beads combined with the backing of the glass bead makes that the incoming light goes back to the light source. My best example always is if you're crossing a pedestrian line and you sit in your car and you've got kids crossing, you as a driver, you see the retroreflective material. You see them being visible. The person that stands 2 or 3 meters next to the car doesn't see it. You always need a light source. So that's why the light only gets reflected back to the light source. This is a picture I've done with a microscope. It's a very tiny area, but this is how you can imagine how do 30, 35,000 glass beads fit on a very small surface and area. And the same, just very quickly, is we have also the prismatic material. It works in the kind of same way. You've got the prisms. So we have about 6,500 prisms on the size of my fingernail, just in comparison. And normally you have a plastic carrier on plastic film. You have the plastic cover to save it from dirt, water, anything that could destroy the surface of the pyramids. And then you've got also, again, the incoming light and the outgoing light. So this is how it works. I also got a picture from the prismatics under the microscope. So this is the whole secret behind. So no matter what reflective material you use, mostly it's a glass bead, and this is how it works.
We're going to stay on the technical side of this issue with Mike, who's going to explain some of the ways that who's going to explain how to best use these materials. And I have to get your slides up.
Again, thank you. One of the things I'd like to talk to you about is when you design with reflective, okay. That you should always know how to look at reflective. Yeah. So you just received, or many of you, I hope everybody got a flashlight, and I want to make sure you know how to operate it. So on the front end, there's a little, you just push the light bulb in. And then when you view reflective, you always want to make sure that you're looking over top of that light. So your eyes are going with the light, and the light goes right back to your eye.
So I understood you have some educational program that is dispensed to clients, I guess.
Yeah, so we to make sure everybody understands how reflective work, we launched a program called Reflect Your Gear, which is designed to prevent accidents at the consumer level. So one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that everybody has a chance to work with reflective and put it on their garments themselves. So when they go back and buy it in the store, they understand what it does. So Reflect Your Gear has been launched in the United States. We are bringing it to Europe next, and it'll be a interactive tool that people can put on their own garments with pressure-sensitive or iron-on features. So there's four things that we recommend and have a position in when it comes to working with reflective material. So the four areas are understanding the brightness of the reflectivity, because there are so many different types of reflective in the marketplace today, and all vary in brightness. The other thing is, where do you place that reflective on the garment? So you're designing a garment that is using the reflective properly. How much of that reflective you put on the garment, and then the durability is a big feature. So let's talk a little bit about brightness. There are four categories of brightness. There's a cosmetic, which is really, really low. You can look at it, and it's very bright really close, but if you were to put it in an environment that is much further away, you would not see it, it being used. Then there's low brightness, which is about 300 to 100 arsa bay or candle power. And just as a show of hand, does anybody or everybody know what arsa bay or candle power means? Nobody. So what that means is it's the amount of light that will return back to the light source. So the highest and brightest reflective materials are in the 200 to 500 range. The silver reflective that 3M makes, for example, is 500 candle power. So it's at the high end of that product line. And then the 30 candle power are the kind of silvery logos that you might find on something that are just there for a special thing, but not for safety. And they all vary. So here's a picture of from the same distance. This is 30 meters away with a same amount of light, and this is 500, and this is 25. So you don't even see a 25 candle power reflective material at 30 meters away. So if a car is driving, you know, 80 kilometers, they wouldn't even be able to stop in time to even see something that's in that brightness level. So it's really important to understand what you are looking at and what you are purchasing or designing with, so you're getting a product that meets the visibility need. The other thing that is very important then is why you have, I gave you a flashlight, but pick your own and understand that you will always look at the reflective with the same light, because if you add low brightness, this type of product, and have a really, really, really powerful flashlight or light, it will look bright, but it really is not representative of what it is. So if everybody can take those flashlights, and then if you put them in front of your eyes, a little bit lower, make sure they're in line with your eye, you can see that light returns back to you. And now if you take that light and you move it away from your eye, it goes away, right? And then you can bring it back, and you see that the light returns back to you. So that's what you would want to be able to do. And so if you have the same light, and you're always referencing your different types of reflective, then you can test it quite well. So the other important aspect when designing with reflective is to make sure that you're picking places on the body that will help the driver recognize what they see. So it's very important to work with the lower extremities, the arms and the legs. It's very important because that has motion. People don't stand still, and the brain of a driver will always recognize a person by the movement. So when you can do that, it's always good to make sure you place reflective in those areas. Also look at it from a 360 degree, because the car is not always coming towards the logo in the front of the shirt, right? They could be coming from behind. And most automobile accidents happen from the side. People walking out into an intersection, and they're hit from the side. And then extremities and show motion. Then the other part, our other position, is to make sure that you separate that reflectivity. Instead of a big box or big square, you want to take that same amount of material and spread it out over the garment. So again, getting as much value of that square meters as you can on a garment. When you separate it, it improves breathability on the garment. It'll improve wash durability. It gives more stretch to the garment, improved hand, and it gives you a little bit of an overglow anyway, because you can see in areas where the flash, it actually makes it look thicker and wider than it is. And then the other important thing is to make sure that you pick the right reflective material. that's designed for the fabric. Because if you don't pick the right reflective material, it will break or wash off. There are many, many ways and many things you should check when you do that. But from a design standpoint, you have to be aware of your wash protocols and what you expect that garment to do. So we really want to make sure that you work with your supplier, you do testing with the fabrics, you test them before you go into production, because it's sometimes always a surprise when you try to apply or reflect the wrong reflective to the wrong fabric.
Okay, so great. Thanks. Actually, this is a good opportunity to ask the audience to interact or to ask any questions while we're covering the subject. Let's move on to two companies that convert retro reflective materials. And let me ask Uli to start. Maybe a short background on, you know, for how long the company has been working with these materials and what new trends and what new materials you've been developing, maybe new effects. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so as I said, I'm Uli from Regine IQ-Trim. We are a converter of reflective material mainly. Converting means we simply make something out of those materials. You know, those reflective materials, usually they come in fabrics, in large widths, in films and so on. But still, you should do something with that. Most of you are maybe fashion designers, and you want to make nice products that at the end of the day, the customer will buy. Sure. So if you make nice garments, which should be functional, you should not look like a policeman or anybody else who is working on the street, but you want to be just nice looking.
I think there's a big trend here is, I mean, there's the safety feature. Mm. Let me move. There's a safety element, but there's also the design element, which is so important in this area, no?
Exactly. The design element, I mean, this material, reflective material, started really just to make people safe, visible, but with stripes or with whatever. But now people want, or designers want, to incorporate it in their garments. So there are various ways to do that. Of course, you might know there are reflective transfers. We started 35 years ago with transfers, and more than 40 years ago with elastics, and we tried to incorporate those technologies into those trims. So first in elastics with lamination. So there are possibilities to laminate reflective materials on elastics or on tapes, making pipings out of it, simply making long trims that go along the sleeve or wherever. And now, of course, the development never stops. It should go on now. We are meantime about to make not only silver materials, but also colors, of course. And
can I take this opportunity to ask you to give the mic to Mr. Cujeron,
Okay. Who's
a big color specialist, too. I think GRC is one of the few companies to make a black retroreflective material. Now, it may not have all those candelas, but that's maybe not what your clients are looking for either.
My comment will be a little different. My friend speaking before me making focus on high-reflectivity, silver, safety material. We take a niche market different, microglass bit reflectivity, but mini color, we make Pantone color, we make more than 200 for different customers. Very stretchy, B-stretch material, and to make a specific exclusive requirement for customer. And we focus on this, mainly fashion, and to have a nice looking, not only safety silver. This is a focus on our company. We work on a basis material, backing, it could be B-stretch. And we work on mainly on a darker material reflective, in like super black, something like this.
But tell me, even if a brand is looking for a special effect and something that's maybe very discreet by day and a little bit flashier in the evening, they need something that does reflect light and will keep its reflectivity throughout many washings, etc.
Good example would be a famous British designer, lady, working with a German company. They want for the lady wear reflectivity, but fashion. Nice looking fashion, maybe expensive, but not look like workwear or policeman. They want different product. Reflectivity sometimes is not number one. They want nice product, fashion, matching the color, and reflectivity. And we work on this point. Reflectivity, we can make a lot of things, not only silver.
I think at Regina, you also develop new products that have this dual function, that they're very discreet by day, maybe, and then they do provide some security or not at the in the evening.
Yes, we do. Yes. So what we have developed now, very new, is a material that we call invisible visible. So by day it's almost invisible, by night it should be and it is visible. I just show you a small example. Here you see an elastic from our production. And you see there's a sublimation print on top. So for you, I suppose it looks only colors, in colors, right? But if you use your lights, you will see that this transparent stripe will be reflective. Do you see that? So like this, we can cover any colored material by keeping the colors at the same time and making it reflective. And it's also, by the way, it's stretchable. Out of this, you can have transfers, you can have stripes. So it's a very discreet look. So if you don't want to look like a professional that works at the police or at the firefighters, you can use such a material just simply by adding a function, but without really disturbing the looks of the material.
Thank you. While we're on the issue of new discrete effects, GRC has been working for a number of years on something that could really be a game changer, a reflective yarn. Can you tell us more about it? J'ai mis ces deux ensemble et après il y a une troisième.
Yes, on GRC we have developed on the customer request, because you are not yarn maker, a reflective yarn, and the name of this cry is coated reflective yarn. On the market today, existing tape, micro tape of 0.5 millimeter, 1 millimeter, with double coverage or single coverage, existing. But round, circular like this, and coated was not existing in what we make first summer patent. The patent is to make junction become microglass bit, the earth, the glue makes the junction, and the patent is to make a glue without covering the glass bit. Easy to speak, very difficult to make in a correct condition. With the glue, pass all the tests, the chemical, and washability and durability. And you see this description. This is 100 times the focus. This is 50 micron. Example is 50 micron. And the total of the yarn is 200 micron, is the total of the yarn is following the glass bead diameter, it's 400 decitex up to 900 decitex.
400 to 900?
400 to 900 decitex. And I don't know if the next, next one, this is, for example, it's woven, this is a glass bead area with the yarn and with the polyester, white polyester. Application for the reflective yarn is to make what the actual material is not possible to do, embroidery and circular knit. Circular knit was not possible, now it's possible. Very, very stretchy circular knit fabric. It's possible with a yarn non-stretchy.
This is a
non-stretch. It's a special product, new product.
This is your first non-stretch product?
It's the first non-stretch product, and we are preparing it possible to make a yarn. And we make some special coverage, like for the, I don't know, English name, the panty for the lady. The yarn is not stretched, but with a special operation, we can come back, stretch the yarn. We make the same, except the count, the decitex is very high. Today, we cannot make small gauge. Today, impossible. We are working on it.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes, we are working on it.
Has 3M ever... I know there's development of these fine flat yarns. Anything new in the yarn department at 3M?
I mean, generally, we see ourselves as the producer of the raw material, I would say. So we would never make a piping for your anything. So what we do, we make the reflective yarn since many years, but then we have partners mostly from Taiwan that weave the reflective yarn into the fabric. So this is one option that you can do that's already available in the market since many years. But another thing is we have a partner converter also in APEC in Taiwan. They found a way to make it knittable. So also 3M is working together with our converters, like Safe Reflections, for example, on new solutions to make a yarn knittable. So it is possible, yes, in silver so far. So color still is to come. But yeah, this is so far what we're working on with the converters.
Okay, thank you. And Mike, can you tell us about some of the recent developments at Safe Reflections? I think there's color.
Correct.
And elasticity also.
Right. So, you know, one of the things, and I have some esteemed colleagues here that are talking about, you know, the fashion side of reflectivity, which is really important because, again, I agree that they wouldn't look like police. They don't want to look like occupational. But we do have to make sure we talk about brightness and that we talk about having color that is very bright and very durable. So, you know, we've created a colorized product that is like 300 candle power and very wash durable, right? So, you know, this is a red that is a high brightness reflective material, 300 candle power, which is important. And it also, you can also stretch it and it also can be applied to lightweight fabrics and very unique from that perspective. Mm. So part of the stretchiness is our company has designed or built around adhesives. So, you know, we came up with adhesives that will stick to the reflective and make them last and do different things.
I think Regina has some colored grounds that have high reflective properties, right?
Yes. Meantime, that was always asked by the market, of course, that you should have colors, of course. Colors is very nice, not only silver, but of course the performance was always lower. Of course, it is still a little lower, but meantime we are also able to make transfers in any Pantone color, which have at least a reflection value from more than 200 candela. As you said, 200 is still not too bad. It's already, you can always already call it a safety feature. And we can do it in small logos or in bigger designs, of course, in multicolor designs. I have one sample here. So this is now a big dimension transfer on a fabric. So simply that you see that any color is possible. Of course, when I say any color, it's always like this. When colors are reflective and they are strongly reflective, they always lose a little intensity. So they look more, let's say, not very intense, but more frosty, I would call it.
Yeah, yeah. And that leads me, when you make these colors, it's the backing that is the color and the bead is transparent.
The bead is always transparent, of course. Glass must be transparent, else you would not be able to look out of this window. So we have to be, look for techniques to make the colors still reflective, because there is, as Ralph has already explained to you, there is behind the glass bead, there is a kind of, how do you call it, a reflector, like a mirror, a certain thin material. And this has to be in colors, of course. And that's the trick.
Is there any hope that there will be new glass beads coming out as, you know, so finer or with, or have we made it to the, you know, the best, do we have the best we can get today?
I mean, I think it would be dangerous saying, no, that's it, go home and take what you have or what's on the market. But I mean, still, if you have 30,000, 40,000 glass beads on the size of one square centimeter, I think it's pretty magic. So I think, I mean, what we're working on is, it's not for consumer business, but like We have flame retardancy, industrial wash. So depending on your requirements, what you do, we have different products. So from the entry level home wash, that's not a problem, up to flame retardancy. So we're working on that and make it last. Durable industrial wash, tunnel finishing. So I mean, from what I know, I mean, maybe my colleagues from the 3M need to shoot me if I tell you more. Of course, we're developing other things, but the size of the glass beads is probably not something. Okay. It's probably more color, stretch, high brightness, wash durability. I think these are the main things that the market is looking for. Okay. Or a high gloss material, PVC free. So we know all high gloss is a big topic, PVC, woo, bad guys. So I mean, we're working on that, of course, to get this PVC free, but this is what we're working on.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Was one of the developments of the yarn, your Cry yarn, was getting the reflective material on the right side a problem, or what, or not, or is that simple for you?
No, the development of a cotton yarn is very difficult, and we have partnership with a company which make transformation yarn. We are not a yarn maker; it's not a yarn company; it's a transformation yarn. For example, this company take a yarn in the middle of the yarn make perfume. This company make a silicone yarn for surgery, and this such companies they make because technology of reflectivity included on a yarn is very difficult, and is our lab, chemical lab, make support for this. But one confirmation I want to make additional, my colleague from 3M explained. What development, what is the future in our product is, I'm sorry, quite all different that I make, not industrial. In fashion, in your market, we make more stretchy, we make more lighter to make going down the weight of the fabric and to make this breathable. We are working on a breathable reflective material based on a 3D mesh. This is the future. My colleague don't explain what is the next step we are preparing. Going to a breathable 3D spacer mesh is the next future. It's not easy, but we are working on it.
Very interesting. Yes. And Uli, can you show us some, you showed me earlier, some of the special effects adding to the reflectivity, hologram effects or scintillating?
A sample what I have here is a simple...
Multiple effects, then.
Yes. Yes, please. So here, first show. This is a transfer. I said we are specialists for transfers. This is now simple a transfer paper, a photograph, of course. It's not reflective, sorry. I show you how it will look like, how it would look like if it was really reflective material, but it's just a photograph. But this is now only a photograph of a non-reflective transfer. And after you use the light, it will look like this. So it is an iridescent color. So it will change completely the color. This one on top left is black. And you see the reflective color is bluish. And this one is blue, and it becomes reddish. It depends. It depends on the angle of the light. Sorry, I don't have the material now. The real material, I just simply made a photograph of it, just that you can see. Do you see it? Yeah. And we do a lot with a classical, with a classical silver material. We do small designs. So here you can use the light again. This is quite simple. We simply make small dots to apply it on fabrics. And you can use colored fabrics or whatever color you want. Cover it with those silver dots, and you will have a completely reflective shape of the cap or of a jacket or whatever. So those are small things that we do. Small ideas, but maybe with a big effect.
Because then we're talking about covering the entire surface, whereas up until now we were a lot in trimming, details, etc. But GRC has been offering full fabrics, wide width fabrics for a while. Is that still a big trend? Between trimming and having the entire garment reflect light,
Yes, it's a very difficult challenge in production because we work in 1.50 meter 58 inches. And to have a perfect product without defect, without dot, is very, very difficult for make a full garment. Mm. One compliment, what Yuli is explaining before, and I think some people know, the technology is iridescence. You look a product and different angles, they change the color. Not one color to white. This is easy. One color to another color. And several companies, some other companies work on it, but it's difficult to make iridescence in large widths, stretchy. We pass all the washability test and durability test. The last point is difficult because existing some shoes with iridescence, but the time to using is short. Abrasion is not very strong. We work on this to have the make. Stretchy, iridescence, large width material. Several companies, but it's the next challenge to have this.
Okay, good to know. Does the audience have any questions for our speakers here about how these materials function, trends, new developments? Well, maybe you'll be inspired. Can you just go through what we can expect to see next? You've already talked about several of them, but certainly, I'm sure, there's always something new coming from companies.
Not really that new, but what I can really experience that, because I'm working with the occupational and the consumer, but I see over the last years that the consumers are more sensible and sensitive about reflectivity and be seen. So not just the guy as a policeman, as a firefighter needs to be visible, but also the guy that goes cycling after work, you go running after work or before. So I think that it's a big topic as you introduce this topic here. So there are more trends to come, more ideas to come in the footwear and all businesses. So I think all four of us are very happy to support your ideas and work with you on your ideas to separate yourself from the competitors. But so there's a big trend in the consumer market for visibility and be seen and not look just a silver Christmas tree, but look more color matching and things.
Well, I think it's important in this area where we're looking for a special effect, but if it's not performing, then this market is really always oriented towards performance, function, delivering what a product, the promises that a product has. So it's very interesting to learn about all these candelas and how to check the materials yourself.
Right. And one of the other things that's really important is fabrics and technologies continue to increase and become more lightweight and stretchable, and DWR finishes to be, we as an industry, as a marketplace and reflective suppliers really want to be on the forefront of those new fabrics and make sure that there are solutions. As those things start to happen, we have reflective materials that will work with those new fabrics and those new designs. And do keep in mind, as Ralph mentioned, the awareness at the consumer level is growing every day. And, soon they'll be expected, people will expect to find it on their garment, and they'll be evaluating why it's there, why that designer put it there, and was it in the right place, and do I have the right reflective? So,
just
taking the time to learn a little bit more about reflective just takes you guys to the next stage, and I compliment you on that for attending this show and this meeting.
Uli, something more to add to your incredibly vast collection?
Yes, one trend at the moment that we feel is demanded by the market is a kind of three-dimensionality. Not simply flat materials, but also something where you can add a certain relief. Is relief English? Relief?
Texture,
okay.
Texture.
Something, three-dimensionality, exactly. We already do this with PU labels, which are covered by a reflective material on top. So you have a certain hill and valley structure. And the same we do meantime also with transfers. And we try to do those transfers in with a silver surface and, if possible, with a colored edge. It's quite complicated to do that. It works meantime, but we have some restrictions for elasticity. And as all my colleagues already have said, we need to do a lot of tests on your fabrics, we do first tests on our fabrics, of course, to see if it works, but we are prepared also to make tests on your own fabrics, because we never know what fabrics our customers use. Anyway, if you make transfers, you know that your transfer glue should work well, but we never know what fabrics you use. So there can be water repellent finishings or other finishings, extremely stretchability. So therefore, it's very important to cooperate very closely with you as customers.
Thank you. Bernard, something to add?
The next step for us is a good challenge, but we work and we start for the next season for governmental program. We have a reflective yarn, is reflective, and we want to put in the same time, combine the performance to put electricity and data electronic in the yarn, both quality. This is the next step for and coming in 1 year.
Interesting, thank you. So it'll be doubly smart or triply smart, your yarn. Everyone's talking about Google Jacquard. I think the European, possibly also American, or maybe European textile industry is a little bit unhappy that new tech comes out of Silicon Valley, whereas we have so much technology here. Anyway, thank you so much for being here, and hope that we covered the subject in depth for you to get a better idea of how these materials work. And thank you. Oops, one more thing.
I want to make a special thanks because I am in the industry for more than 20 years. And it's the first time 3M people speaking and an American converter for 3M come and explain. And thank you for coming because it's the first time. They are the leading in the world in my industry. They are number one. And they speak very small. This time they speak. Thank you for speaking.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.